Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Dalet. We're learning today for a number of people. George Klein, Mordechai Yaakov ben Shalom Baruch, Murray Berner, Goldie Wise, and also it's the 37th yard site of David Paras, who comes from Cleveland, Ohio, David ben Harav Yisrael, which is being dedicated by his son, Gerald Porath, the Yerushalmi, who listens to this year regularly. All the Shams we learn for should have an aliyah from all learning. Okay, we pick up on the very last line of Lamed Gimel Omid Beis with the two dots, two lines from the bottom. We quote the Mishnah, called Mitzvah Saseshes Man Grama, Luchula. We said that women are not obligated in time-dependent mitzvahs that are Mitzvah Saseh, and they are obligated in all the Mitzvah Saseh that are not time-dependent, and we had also pointed out they're obligated in all of the low Saseh's, with the exception of three that we mentioned in the Mishnah, two in regards to payas. Women are allowed to cut off the payas of their beard, the payas of their sideburns, and if a woman is a Bat Kohen, she's allowed to be Mekamel Meis, as opposed to a Kohen who is not. Okay, so we start off discussing the mitzvah saseh shezman groma and the mitzvah saseh that aren't time dependent shelav zman groma. So turn around, learn the brisa. Ezu mitzvah saseh shezman groma. Give us examples of what are things that are mitzvah saseh shezman groma. So the brisa teaches us sukkah, the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah during the days of sukkah. Mitzvah Shem, we all look forward to doing that, with as well the lulav, the shofar, all these upcoming mitzvahs that we're all looking forward to do. They're all time dependent. You must sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. You can't sit in the sukkah now. You must shake the lulav on sukkahs. You can't shake it now. Shofar, you must blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even though we're blowing it during the month of Elul, that has nothing to do with the real mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So these are all time dependent mitzvahs. Likewise, tzitzis is a time dependent mitzvah. As to why that is the case, there are different opinions. The standard one is that the tzitzis are not worn at night. Technically, you're allowed to leave them on. Of course, if you had them, you wouldn't make a brach if you put on a pair of tzitzis at night, because Laila loves man tzitzisu. Alternatively, there is an idea that it's the type of garment that determines it. So a pajama, even worn during the day, that it was a four-quartered pajama, wouldn't require tzitzis according to that opinion. It's only day garments that require tzitzis, and at night, you would be required to put on tzitzis on a day garment because it's the time of the day. But the simple understanding is that it's a time-dependent mitzvah, because during the day you're obligated in tzitzis and at night you're not, and therefore women are not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, with all mitzvahs aseh shezman groma, women have the right to do them if they wish to, with the exception being tzitzis, and we turn to lamed dalet amud aleph, the tefillin. And normally, women are allowed to go and do mitzvah saseh shezman groma, and we have famous Tosas brings down Ashkenazim Paskin this way, even making a bracha on them, even though you're saying asher kishon mitzvah v'tzivanu, when they aren't obligated, that they're allowed to make the bracha. Svardim Paskin, like the Beis Yosef, like the Mechaber, that they can't make a bracha on them, but they're allowed to do them. Ashkenazim, we pass it like the Ramah, based upon Tosos, that says that you are allowed to go and make a bracha as well. But in any event, with the exception of tefillin and tzitzis, women can do this. Why tefillin and tzitzis they can't? Because by tefillin, it is such a difficult mitzvah for a person to perform. You have to have the right kavanas. You can't think of external thoughts. You can't have impure thoughts. You have to be very careful with your guf naki. And therefore, even men shouldn't wear tefillin. But we don't have a choice. The Torah tells us that we have to. They used to wear tefillin all day long. Today, most people can't do that. We wear them just during shacharis, and then we take them off almost as fast as possible in order not to have the potential for doing something wrong. You have to schar bev seidah. However, women who aren't obligated, therefore, it's brought down by the poskim. So don't wear them at all. Don't put yourself into that situation if you're not obligated to. And similarly with tzitzis. Tzitzis is a garment that is a garment of arrogance. And men who don't have a choice, so they have to do this. But a woman, it's pasdish. It's improper for her to wear a garment of tzitzis. And therefore, that is why women, even though they can do mitzvahs man groma, aren't obligated. In fact, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You should protest and not have women do the mitzvah of tefillin and the mitzvah of tzitzis. In any event, these are time-dependent mitzvahs, and certainly women are not obligated in them. The Brisa continues and says, what are examples of mitzvah saseh shelav zman groma? Ve'ezo mitzvah saseh shelav zman groma. So this would be mezuzah. Mezuzah is not time-dependent. You have a house, Baruch Hashem. You have doorways, Baruch Hashem. You have to go put a mezuzah on the doorways. So therefore, mezuzah has nothing to do with time. And therefore, it is equally incumbent upon a man or a woman who has a doorway, a house, an apartment, that they have to put a mezuzah up on that doorpost. Likewise, maka, the obligation, if you have an area that is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so it must be enclosed with a maka. You must fence it off, and therefore, this has nothing to do with time, and therefore, it's mitzvah to say shelo hazman groma. So women are equally obligated in all mitzvah to say shelo hazman groma, so women have to put up a maka as well. They have a porch that's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, so they have to go and make sure that it has a fence around it. And likewise, the mitzvah to go, Hashav Tishivenu Lo, if a person loses something, an Aveda. So this is obligatory nothing to do with time. You find an aveda at any time, so you have to go return it. So it's equally incumbent upon a man or a woman to return an aveda. And finally, the last example that the Braisa gives is v'shiluach hakein. The word really is hakein. Everybody says shiluach hakan. So the word kan is a liaison word with kan tzipor. So when you're using it as kan tzipor, so then the proper way to pronounce the word is kan tzipor. But when you're using it by itself, shiluach hakein. The nest is just hakein. If you're saying kan tzipor, then it's pronounced kan. So shiluach hakein. Everybody says shiluach hakan. It really is shiluach hakein. In any event, the word, the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, sending away the mother bird when you go take the eggs or the little chicks that are in the nest, mitzvah, it says that you get tremendous reward, arichas yomim. So therefore, this mitzvah, it's not time dependent, it's whenever you chance upon such a nest. So therefore, it is incumbent on both men and women to do this mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Okay, now, the Gemara questions and says, really, is this an absolute rule that there's mitzvah say shazman grama, women are absolutely never obligated in it, and the mitzvah say shalazman grama, women are always obligated in it, uklalahu, is this an absolute rule across the board? As Rashi says, bismia, this is a question. V'chi klal kotzefu, is this absolute? The whole mitzvah say shazman grama, noshim b'turos, I'll give you examples where that's not true. Harei matzah, the requirement to eat matzah on Pesach, you can't eat matzah today and be yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah, that's an obligation on the night of the Seder. So that is an obligation that should theoretically not include women because it's time dependent. Yet women are obligated in the eating of matzah because we bring down that anybody who's obligated in not eating chametz is also obligated in eating matzah. So therefore, it applies to women as well, but it's a cessation of grama. And likewise, simcha, v'samachto b'chagecha, that you have an obligation to be misameach on the days of the Shlosh Regalim, and therefore this is time dependent. It's only on the Shlosh Regalim, and yet women are obligated in Simcha. And likewise, the mitzvah Hakel, that on the first year after the Shemitah, on Sukkot, everybody has to gather in Yerushalayim, and on the first day of Chol HaMoed, everybody gathers in Yerushalayim and listens to the Melech going and reading certain things from the Sefer Torah. So it says, Hakel is Om. Ha'anoshim v'hanoshim v'hatah. So everybody has to go, even though it's a time-dependent mitzvah. So what are you talking about? All these are the mitzvahs shemanas guama v'nosh b'chayavos in them. And furthermore, v'su, the other way as well. Vare Talmud Torah, which is not a time-dependent mitzvah, you have an obligation to learn Torah all the time, and yet women are not obligated in it. And period, v'rivya, which I always mention is very, very interesting, that only women obviously can give birth to a child, and yet women aren't obligated in the mitzvah of childbirth. It's only a mitzvah that a man is obligated in. Now, that's not a time-dependent mitzvah, and nevertheless, period of Arabia is only for men and not for women, even though it's women are a major participant, if not the majority participant in this mitzvah, but technically a woman is not required to go and participate in the mitzvah of period of Arivia. She has a tremendous maternal instinct that she wants to do so, but because there is danger in childbirth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to go. That's the anthropological reason for this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to command women to do something that's dangerous for them. The mortality rates for pregnancy and childbirth were very high in the pre-modern times. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded, according to the majority opinion. There is one opinion that says women are included. We'll discuss this in mitzvah later in the shiur today or tomorrow. So women are not obligated in the mitzvah of period of Arivia, yet it's not time dependent. And likewise, a pigeon of Ben. If you didn't do a pigeon of Ben at the 30th day, so then you can do it there afterwards. So it's not a time dependent mitzvah. The law of mitzvah says shezman groma, and therefore the women should in fact be obligated, but the Noshim Turis, but in these mitzvos, Talmud Torah, Piri Rivi, and Pidgin Ben, women are not obligated. So how can you tell me it's a general rule that all mitzvah stations on Groma, women are exempt, and all mitzvah stations on Groma, women are obligated, Mechuyavos? That's not true. So how do we answer this? Over of Yochum, Yochum says, Ain't Lamed, we're not close. You're right. It's not an absolute rule. These are just examples, but it's not an absolute rule. And even when it says, and even if it says, these are the dinim that are involved, except for chutz, even then, it doesn't mean that this is an absolute rule. And I'll show you that this is correct. Rav Yochanan says that's not, because we learn in the following Mishnah in Erevin. Now it says, "Bakol me'arvin u'mishtatvin." You're allowed to use any types of food items to make an Erev and to make a shituf mavoyos. Now Rashi understands Erev here, meaning an Erev chatzeros. Tosus, however, in Divrei Maaseh, "Bakol me'arvin" says Pierce with countries, Bani Ruvi Chatzeris, Bani Ruvi Tuchumim, that this includes both an Erev Chatzeris or an Erev Tuchumim, Velo Nehira. And Tosa says, I disagree with that, because Doab Erev Chatzeros, in regards to making Erev Chatzeros, as opposed to Sheet of Ravayas, which doesn't require it be pas, but Bedavka, it says, in regards to an Erev Chatzeros, Bo'inon pas, you need bread. So therefore, it can't be talking about Kol Mish Arvin, because that would not include an Erev Chatzeros, which must be bread. Therefore, Tosa says, Lekach Nira, Bakol Ma'arvin is referring to Eruve Tuchumim Davka. It's only referring to an Erev Tuchumim and not an Erev Chatzeros. In any event, you are allowed to go and do an Erev, let's just make it simple, an Erev Tuchumim, and to make a Shituf Mavoyos, to allow the various Mavoyos to go and carry together by making them into a single entity halachically, with the exception of Chutz Min HaMayim Umelach. You can't make it with water or salt. These are things that are not Zan. Rashi explains that in order to be able to go and make these Erev Tuchumim, let's say, and Shitufim Voyos, you need, Rashi says, in Chutz Min HaMayim Min HaMelech, the Midei Dezayin Boyin, you need something that will nourish you. Vahani Lo Zayne, and salt and water don't sustain a person, they don't give you a sense of satiety at all. Shevamakom Mizonoso Shel Adam Chashuva Diroso Vishivoso. You need specifically something that is important. Now, not negating the fact that water is essential for life, but it's not something that is, quote, zon. It doesn't give you a sense of satiety to any extent. It's necessary to life, but it's not something that you are able to make in Erev Chatzeres or Ishit of Mavayso, because they have to establish, so to say, your residence in those places, and water and soil can't do this. But now, that said, that those are the only exceptions. So it said, Chutz Min Hamayim Umelech, and nevertheless, Vesu Lekla, is there no other item, no other food item that cannot be used for Erev Tumim or Ishit of Mavayso? Ika Kimehin Upitrios. We have the famous truffles and mushrooms. You have these various things that don't really grow from the ground. They grow on rocks. They grow not really sustained from the ground. And they're also considered not to be the Zomini. Ochlin Rashi says, they came to the bottom of the lozaine, that they don't sustain a person. So therefore, here's an example where it says you can use anything for chakoma arvin mishtafim chutz min hamayim melech, but it's not only mayim melech; it even includes other things. Ella, what do you see? The Mishnah tells us, and this is what Ryochanan says: Ella ein lemedim in haklalos va'afilu b'malkum shnei b'chutz. You can't say this is a general absolute rule, even though the Mishnah seems to say so. That's not the way Mishnayos work. They give you examples, but they're not to be used as a general absolute rule, even when they use the term chutz, as they did over here. Chutz min hamayim melech. It included other things as well, kameyan and pitrios, for example. Then we quote the Mishnah, mitzvah mitzvah say, shazman gor menoshim turos. So we again quote the Mishnah where we said that the mitzvah say that are time dependent, women are exempt from them, certainly the majority of them. Now, minolin, where do we know this? So we learn it out, gomar mi tfilin. We learn it out as tfilin as the paradigm of the example of the mitzvah say shazman gor that women are exempt from, and we learn this out as a binyanav to all other scenarios. So ma tfilin, just like by tfilin noshim turos, women are exempt from wearing tfilin, so too, this is the paradigm, this is a binyanav to every other situation. Avko mitzvah say shazman gor noshim turos, women are exempt, unless we have a specific pasuk that tells us that they're not exempt. Now, where do we learn tefillin from? Okay, you tell me tefillin is the paradigm, it's the binyan av, the basis for establishing this in all other dinim, but utfillin, where do we know that from? Garmel lo mi Talmud Torah. We learn our tefillin from Talmud Torah. The fact that women are not allowed to wear tefillin, they're not obligated, and as I pointed out, they're not allowed to wear tefillin, is based from the din of Talmud Torah. How do we learn that? Ma Talmud Torah, Noshim Peturos, just like women are exempt from Talmud Torah, af tefillin Noshim Peturos, so too are women exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin. Now, how does that exactly work? So Rashi explains, it's the first wide lines of the Rashi, Gemiri mi Talmud Torah. We learn out tefillin from Talmud Torah. Why? Because it is smuchin, it is a connection, and everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, learns smuchin in Sefer Devarim. There's a famous machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether we darsh in smuchin, when things are close to each other, so can you learn one from the other, from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them close to each other. So everybody holds you can learn smuchin in Sefer Devarim, and Yehuda says that's only in Sefer Devarim, but you can't learn out Smuchim in the other Svarim, Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, whereas Chacham say, no, you can learn Smuchim throughout the Torah. So anyway, Rashi tells us this is a case of Smuchim. The iskush, it's connected, it's Samuch, Ladode. As the Pasuk says, Vishinantam Levonecha, Vidibar Tuban. That's Talmud Torah. And then it says right afterwards, Ukshatam Losayadecha, Yulutotvos Beinecha. So therefore, from the fact that these are Smuchim, so that's how we learn one from the other. Ma Talmud Torah Menoshim Peturos, because it says Livonecha, Vishinantam Livonecha, Velo Livnosecha. So to Av Tefillin, Noshim Peturos, because of the principle of Smuchin. So Mari says, wait a second, Vinakish Tefillin Mezuzah. But then afterwards it says, Usavtam Al Mezuzos Beisech Vishirecha. So you have Tefillin, and one side, it's next to Talmud Torah, but right afterwards, it's next to mezuzah. So instead of learning tefillin compared to Talmud Torah, learn tefillin compared to mezuzah. So he says, no, tefillin le Talmud Torah iskish. No, we prefer to go and compare tefillin to Talmud Torah. This concept of smuchin goes in that direction. Why? Because tefillin and Talmud Torah are connected in both the first and second parsha of Shema. Bein b'parsha rishona shel kriyas Shema, bein b'parsha shniyah shel kriyas Shema. Tefillin l'mezuzah, however, is only b'parsha shniyah lo iskish. It's only connected in the first paragraph of kriyas Shema. It's not connected in the second paragraph of kriyas Shema. Therefore, if you have to make the smuch and the hekish in one way, makes sense to make it from tefillin to Talmud Torah rather than tefillin to mezuzah. Gemara says, okay, but now let's connect v'nekish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Why don't we connect mezuzah to Talmud Torah and say, just like women are exempt from Talmud Torah, women should be exempt from mezuzah. So Gemara says, no, don't even think that for a second, because d'chsev l'man yirbu yamechem, in regards to the mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah on your door, it says you should do so, l'man yirbu yamechem, that you have a long life. And gavrei boi chai, are you telling me that only men require long life? Noshi lo boi chai, women don't require long life? So obviously, you can't darsh in it that it should exempt or exclude women, because it's something that's so essential. You need this l'man yirbu yamechem applies to women as well. So therefore, don't make the hekish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. We just have the hekish tefillin to Talmud Torah. The smuchin is only dashed in that way, and that explains the paradigm that tefillin is a mamotzinu, a binyan av, to all other mitzvahs as they man grom. And therefore, women are exempt, just like they're exempt from tefillin, and we learn tefillin that they're exempt from Talmud Torah. Now, Gemara has questions on this. Bari sukkah, which is a mitzvah sasechis man groma, dechsiv basukos teshu shivas yomim, it says that you should sit in the sukkah for the 7 days of sukkahs. So it implies in that pasuk, basukos teshu shivas yomim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. It seems to say that everybody in Klai Yisrael, anybody who's a citizen of Klai Yisrael, should go and sit in the sukkah. So therefore, taima dechsiv, that it says, Rachmona ho'ezrach, kol ho'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. So that teaches me, lahotzi es hanoshim, because it's only the male ezrach and not the female ezrach. But that implies, if it didn't say kol ho'ezrach, ho'lav ha'chi, then in fact, noshim would be chayavos. So it doesn't seem to be learned out as the paradigm from tefillin, it seems to be learned out from the fact that it says kol ho'ezrach, because the Torah wrote men. The pasuk says that the men, the ezrach, have to sit in the sukkah, and the letter hey teaches us that the citizen, which implies the men, if it hadn't written ha ezrach, so then women would in fact have been obligated. So therefore, ha lav ha kinoshim chayavos. So what are you telling me? It's based upon the binyanav from tefillin. Sukkah, we have a special pasuk telling us that they're exempt, implying that if you don't have a special pasuk telling me they're exempt, that they would be in fact included. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, no, it's tzrich. You need to have over here ho ezrach, because I would have said ho solka daituch aminuch. I would have said on my own. Dechsev basukos teshu. It means teshu kein taduru madira ishvi ishto avsuki ishvi ishto. I would have said no, that this would be an exception to the rule, because you have to live in the sukkah like you live in your house, and just like a man and a wife, a husband and wife, go live in their house together, so too you might have thought they have to live in the sukkah together, and therefore that would have been the pasuk that tells me that we don't apply the mitzvah sasei shesman groma to sukkah. The exemption of women doesn't apply because we have to say kein toduru, and therefore you need the extra pasuk ha ezrach to tell me it only applies to the ezrach, the man, and not to women. So that's why you don't learn out sukkah necessarily only from the paradigm of mitzvah seishes man grama, the part from tefillin, but you need the extra drasha of ha ezrach because you have the extra drasha of basukos teshu kein toduru. Okay, that's the teretz that Abaye gives. V'rav Omar, Lav Dafka, again, as I always point out, when it doesn't say Omar Rav, it says V'rav Omar, so it means he doesn't necessarily disagree with what Abaye said. He's just giving us another teretz, and we turn to Lama Dalet Omar Beis. Rav says, Itzruch, you need the extra word Ha'ezrach over here, because I would have thought on my own, Salka Daita Chaminach, I would have said, Nelev Chamisha Asu, Chamisha Asu, Michag HaMatzot. We have the famous Gzeri Shav, Tetzvav, from Sukkot to Pesach. Malahal Noshim Chayavos, and just like women are obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, because as I already explained, we'll see in the Gemara that those that are obligated in not eating chametz are also obligated to eat matzah. So I would have said that just like it says chamisha asar by Pesach, it also says chamisha asar by Sukkot, and therefore I would have said this Gzeir Rishav, Neilu chamisha asar tezvav, chamisha asar from Chag HaMatzos, Malhal Noshim Chayavos, just like women are obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, so Avkan Noshim Chayavos, they should be obligated to sit in the Sukkah as well. And therefore, that's what I would have said is the obligation for women to go sit in the sukkah. Therefore, tzricha, you need a separate pasuk to tell me that women are not included in the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, that's Rava's explanation why we just don't learn it out from the binyan, out from tefillin, because of the chamisha asa potential gzeirah shava that you have. Now, that gzeirah shava is a real gzeirah shava. In fact, there's a beautiful shalah, I believe, that says that there is a custom to eat in the sukkah, the first night of sukkah, is to have matzah to remind us of this gzeirah shava of chamisha asa. Okay, now the Gemara says, telling me that women are exempt from mitzvah saseishas man grama. Well, what about v'hari re'iyah, the mitzvah saseishas man grama, the bringing of the olas re'iyah, that a person has to come up to the base of Mikdash with shlosh ugalim, to go aliyah. So this mitzvah of re'iyah, to be seen by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah saseishas man grama, is a time-dependent mitzvah. You can only do this during the aliyah regel. However, it says, the pasuk says, "Kol zuchurcha." All the men have to come up and do the mitzvah of riyah. The time of the custom of chamana zuchurcha. So we have a specific pasuk telling us that only the men have to do this. Lahotzi anashim, and that's why it says zuchurcha and not kulchem. So if you didn't have this word zuchurcha, holav hachi, it would imply that nashim chayavos. I need a specific pasuk to tell me that they're not obligated in the mitzvah of olas riyah, of being seen on the shlosh regalim, and therefore, why would we need a special pasuk zuchurcha? We have the paradigm, the binyanav, the mamotzinu from tefillin. So Gemara says, no, itzruch. You need to specifically tell us zuchurcha as well. Why is that? Because I would have said on my own, I would have said that just like there's a mitzvah of hakel, which women are commanded to go, as I pointed out, it says, hoanoshim hanoshim v'hatav. So there, by hakel, women are included. So that's to be seen. So I would have said, let's compare the mitzvah of riyah, which is to be seen, to the mitzvah of hakel, which is to be seen at Hakel time. So I would have thought on my own, Nelef Riyah, Riyah, Mihakel, that we have the same Lashon of Riyah by both, and therefore women should be obligated to come up to be Ola Regel and to bring the Olas Riyah. Therefore, Kamash Balan, that's why you need specifically Zuchurcha to tell me don't learn that way, and in fact, women are exempt from Olas Riyah. Okay. Nadigmor says, V'adi alfinon mitvilin liptura Nelef misimcha l'chiyuva. So wait a second. Instead of learning out that tefillin is the paradigm that teaches that mitzvah saseishas man grama women are exempt from, why do we say that the simcha, the samachta, the chagecha, which women are obligated in, so why don't we say that's the paradigm, and in fact, women should be obligated in mitzvah saseishas man grama, just like use, instead of tefillin as the binyanav, as the mamotzinu, use, in fact, simcha, the samachta, the chagecha, as the binyanav, the mamotzinu, and say that women, in fact, are obligated in mitzvah saseishas man grama. So Abaye says, no, don't think that either. He says, Isha Bala Misamcha. Unique and interesting way Abaye says to look at the mitzvah of Simcha. He says, Visamachta Bichagecha is the husband's obligation to make his wife happy. There's not a separate obligation on the wife to be happy. The obligation is on the husband to be Misameach, his wife. And it's brought down. The husband has to buy his wife new clothing, has to give his wife presents to be fulfilling this mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. The mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha is on the husband to make the wife happy. It's not an independent mitzvah, so to say, on the wife that she has to be happy. It's the husband's obligation, b'ala misamcha. And therefore, that's why that's not a paradigm, because technically women aren't involved in the mitzvah, I say, of v'samachta b'chagecha. It's the husband's obligation to make his wife happy. The Gemara says that's great, that's wonderful if a woman's married. Almana nebuch, a woman who's an almana, she's a widow. Michael, what are you going to say? What, there's no mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha for a woman who's not married? If a woman nebuch lost a husband, there is no mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha? Shmuel says, no, in this situation, b'shruya etzlo. So the obligation then is upon someone else that she's mistumble living with. A woman in those days certainly didn't live totally alone. She may have lived physically in her house alone, but she was supported and she was dependent upon other people. And therefore, the person who she was dependent upon, the one that she's b'shruya etzlo, as Rashi points out, lo nitztavasi, even in that situation, ella b'aniya Hakosuv medaber v'nitztava mishu shruya etzlo l'simcha mishalo b'mayachul mishta uklei pishtan. So then, the person who is supporting her, even though it's not her husband, so he has the obligation to make her happy, and therefore it's still not an independent obligation upon the woman, and therefore that can't be the binyanav to teach us that women are obligated in mitzvah to say shehazman grama. Bottom line is, if a woman is totally living alone and nobody is supporting her, so then there is technically no mitzvah of simcha for her. So that's not the paradigm. Tefillin is the paradigm. Gemara says, still, why don't we learn out v'nelef mihakel, women are obligated, says, ha'anoshim, ha'noshim v'yatav. So women are obligated in hakel. So let that be the binyanav, let that be the mamotzinu that we learn out that women should be obligated in mitzvah say shezman grumba. Why we learn from Tefillin that they're not, learn now from Hakel that they are. So Gemara says, no, again, mishum dahava mitzvah, matzah, vahakel, shneksuvim v'vam kecha. Because we have this listed by matzah, that women are obligated in matzah, even though it's time dependent, and we have Hakel, that women are obligated, even though it's time dependent. Now, if you really wanted it to be the binyanab, you'd only have one kusuv telling us this, and we learn it out to generalize to everything else. When you have two ksuvim that teach us a din, in fact, it can function as a binyanav, as a mamatzinu, to be the paradigm to learn it out to all other mitzvos. Because if it was, you only would write one of them, and you wouldn't write two of them. Shmuel says, whoa, if that's the case, so then tefillin uri'iyah. So wait a second. Then why do we say tefillin could be the mamatzinu or the binyanav? They're similar. Mamatzinu and binyanav mean the same thing, that you use it as a paradigm to learn out to everything else. So if you're telling me that it's just tefillin, fine, I understand. But tefillin also has another kasuv. The kasuv that tells us all is ri'iyah. The women are not included. And therefore, we have two ksuvim, tefillin and ri'iyah, that are not able to therefore be used as a binyanav because shnei ksuvim wa yechad ain't melamdim. So if you're telling me that's why we don't learn out from hakel because we have matzah and hakel, so then we have tefillin and ri'iyah. So it works both ways. Someone says, no. By tefillin and ri'iyah, you need to write both of them, and it's not shnei ksuvim wa yechad because each of them has a unique aspect that we wouldn't have been able to learn out from the other one. So tzrichai, because the cause of rechman and tefillin. If we only had tefillin and we didn't write down the low cause of ri'iyah, you know what I would have said? I would have said havamina nela for ri'iyah mihakel. I would have said yeah, taka ri'iyah is something that women are obligated on because of the ri'iyah xerushama to hakel, and that's why tzrichai you have to go and tell me specifically ri'iyah in addition to tefillin. No, so just write ri'iyah and don't write tefillin because of rechman and ri'iyah. If you only wrote ri'iyah, low cause of tefillin, so then you know what I would have said? Havamina akish tefillin and mezuzah. I would have said oh, let's go compare tefillin to mezuzah. And therefore, in order to tell me that we don't compare tefillin to mezuzah, you need over here specifically to tell me tefillin also. And therefore, tzricha, and therefore, both of these ksuvim are necessary. And therefore, it's not a consideration of shnei ksuvim v'vam kecha milamdim because each of them was necessary. And therefore, both of them can function as the paradigm, as the binyanav, to all other mitzvos. Gemara says, so then do the same thing by matz and hakel. Ihachi, matz v'hakel, nami tzricha. Don't we need each of them? And the Gemara says, no, we actually don't. L'may tzricha, we only need one of them, we don't need both of them. Because l'may tzricha, what do we need them both for? You don't. Bishlama, it would be fine, ikas of rechman hakel, if we only had the mitzvah by hakel, the low cost of matzah, and he didn't write it by matzah, I would have said, the reason why you need to tell me by hakel, because the avimina, nail of chamisha os, we hakel sukos, and I would have said that in fact, you would not have the obligation of matzah because I would have learned it out from sukkah, just like you don't have the obligation of sukkah for a woman to sit in the sukkah. A woman doesn't have the obligation to eat matzah on the first night. Therefore, you have to badafka tell me that women have the obligation to eat matzah on the first night. However, Ella, just write then matzah. Ella michto rechmano matzah v'lo by hakel. You know what? You don't have to write hakel. And what are you going to say? If I know amina to follow him chayavim, I would have said in that situation, if the children, the babies, hanoshim vataf, if the little babies are obligated to go, so noshim lekoshke, so certainly women are obligated to go, and therefore I wouldn't need a separate pasuk to tell me that, because once I know that the children have to go, alachaskavakama, do their mothers have to go, and therefore it was totally unnecessary to write it by hakel, and therefore it is shnei ksuvim bo kiachod ein milamdim. And therefore, Hil Koch, that's the halacha, Havlu Beis Suvim Boim Ki'echad, the Ein Beis Suvim Boim Ki'echad, Melamdin. So therefore, we only learn it out from Tefillin and Re'iyah as the Binyanav, and we don't learn out the Binyanav from Matzah and Hakel. Where it says, this is great, if you hold like that, Hanich Lamandi Omar Ein Melamdin. There is an opinion that says, Shnei Suvim Boim Ki'echad, Ein Melamdin. But there's another opinion that says, Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Keachod Melamdim. It's only Shlosha Ksuvim Abayim Keachod Ein Melamdim. So El Laman Diyama Melamdim, the Shnei Ksuvim can be learned out as a paradigm. So, Ma'ik Lamei, what are you going to say in that situation? So, yes, yeah, you have two. You have Matz and Hakel. Let that be the Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Keachod Melamdim, according to that opinion. Shmuel says, furthermore, V'su, Mitzvah Saseh Shalos Man Grama, Noshim Chayavos Minolim. How do we know that women are obligated in mitzvah saseh where it's not time dependent? So the yolif mi mora, we learned it out from mora ish imo v'yaviv tiro. So ma mora noshim chayavos. So mitzvah saseh shalos man grama noshim chayavos. So we would know that women are obligated in all time independent mitzvahs that don't relate to time. So that would be the way we would learn it out from mora. The nailif mi Talmud Torah, and why don't we learn it out from Talmud Torah and say that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama, and yet women are exempt. So why do we choose Mora as the example and not Talmud Torah? So Gemara says, Because if you would use Talmud Torah as a paradigm, you have a problem because it says period of Arivia that is also not time dependent, and yet women are not obligated in it. So therefore, that can't be the binyanav. And in fact, the binyanav for Mitzvah Tzei Shelo Azman Groma is in fact learned out from Mimora, from the fact that it says Ishimov Yaviv Tiro. That implies that women are obligated in non-time dependent mitzvahs, and that can be the binyanav for everything else, and not Talmud Torah, because by Talmud Torah we have Talmud Torah and period of Rivia. So Shneik Sumbar Kiachar, the Eimelam Din. And now we turn to Laman Hei Amud Aleph, and we bring out the sheet that I alluded to earlier this year, that while the Chachamim, the majority opinion, is how we paskin, the women are not obligated technically in the midst of Rivia, what are you going to say over here? L'Rav Yochanan ben Broka, he disagrees with the Chachamim. The Omer, he holds, Al Shneim Omer. He says that men and women are obligated in the midst of period Rivia, because the pasuk says, Vayivarech Osam Elokim, and he tells them, Pru or Vu. Ad Mechava told, go and have children, pru or vu. So according to this opinion, there is only one kasuv. You only have Talmud Torah. You don't have Talmud Torah and period river. You only have one pasuk. So why isn't Talmud Torah the paradigm to learn out that women are, in fact, exempt from mitzvah to say shalom asman grama? Why do we learn now from Ishimov Yivitiro to say that they are included, that they're obligated in mitzvah to say shalom asman grama? So what would you say according to Yochanan Broka? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dahavat Talmud Torah Upijin Aben Shneksum Abon Kiechad. Shneksum Abon Kiechad Eim Elamdim. Oh, because by Talmud Torah, we have another paradigm. We have also Pijin Aben. And therefore, neither of them can be the sole paradigm. And therefore, Shneksum Abon Kiechad. And if you have Shneksum Abon Kiechad Eim Elamdim. But we still have a problem according to Yochanan Broka. Yochanan Broka, who said that women are in fact obligated in Pur Avu. But even according to Yochanan Brocha, Nami Nehevu Piria Virivia Umora. We have Piria Virivia, Puravu, and Mora, Ishmael Vivitiro. That's Shneksum Boim Kiachot, and therefore it should be Shneksum Boim Kiachot and Melamdim. So therefore, that should be the reason why we can't generalize and say from either one alone, Puravu or Mora, that should be the general rule that women should be, the Vininah, that women should be obligated to say Shelohazman Groma, because here you have two. Period of Rivia, which is obligated by women and it's not time dependent, and you have Mora, Ishmael Vivitiro, which is obligated on women and it's not time dependent, so it's Shneksum Mubak Yachad. And according to Yochanan Broka, you shouldn't be able to learn it out to a general rule to everybody else. So he says, no, here you need that. Srichi. You need it. Why? Because Nikos of Mora, if we only had Ishmael Vivitiro, the locus of Period of Rivia, and it didn't tell us, according to Yochanan Broka, that Pru of Vu applies to men and women. You know what it would say? Have Amina v'chiv Shua Amarachmana. It says that they should go out to the world. Adam and Chava should go out into the world and conquer it. Now that doesn't apply to Chava v'chiv Shua Amarachmana, and it would have said Ish the Darko Lichbosh in. However, Isha the Ain Darko Lichbosh Lo. I would have said that when the pasuk is referring to Puravu, it's only referring to the idea of a man going out and conquering the world. So anybody who's obligated to go out and conquer the world, so then mitzvah puravu applies to them. But if somebody is not obligated, women in general, the derech is not to go out and conquer the world, so then it wouldn't apply to them. So therefore, you have to tell me it specifically does. Okay, because of period, so then only tell me period Rivia, the locus of Morin, don't tell me Ishmael Vivitiro. You know what I said? Havamina, Ish, a man, the Sibek Biyado Lassos, who has the ability to go and honor and revere his parents, so then in. So he has the obligation to do so. However, Isha, a woman, they ain't see it beyond the last house, because when she's married to her husband, she has other obligations, and she can't necessarily be in control of Ishmael Vivitiro. So therefore, I would have said, lo, it doesn't apply to them. And therefore, even the ain't sipa beyond the last house, lo tischayv chav. Maybe she's not obligated at all. So therefore, tzricha, you need both of these two over here, and therefore, it could still be a binyanav. And even according to Yochanan Broka, they have period Rivia and Mora as two separate concepts, but it's really, it's not Shneksum Boim Kiachot, because each of them has a unique thing about it that you needed to write them both, and therefore it can be a binyanav and still learn out to all other areas that women are obligated in non-time-dependent mitzvahs. Morgan says, however, again, that works out well if you hold like that opinion, which is the way we paskin, but the opinion says it's but in fact, melamdin, my ikal. What are you going to say about that? So therefore, we're stuck according to that opinion. So Amar Rava, Rava gives us a brand new marker for this din. And he says, Papa Noi, Yodei Lo, Letaima, Dehamilsa, the Papa Noyim. Rashi explains, this is Tamidim Shepe Papuna, that's the name of a place, and who are these Tamidim? Umanu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Sheredor Bipapuna, as the Gemara tells us above the Basra, And that's what the Gemara says over here. The Papinoi Yodi Lo Taimo Do Milsa, and this is Umanu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And what does he say? On my call, the pasuk says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Darshins, and he says the pasuk says Vahaya Lecha Leos Ayotcha. The tefillin should be the os on your hand. Luzikor Minecha, the totefos in your eyes, between your forehead, meaning of course on the top of the head and not in between the forehead itself, like the Karaim learn out. Leman Tiyeh Torah Hashem Beficha, in order that the Torah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be in your mouths. Now, what do we see from here? Huksha kol haTorah kulu tefillin. He says this is the source that the Torah is compared to tefillin. Now, ma tefillin mitzvah seishas man grama v'noshim p'turos, just like tefillin is a mitzvah seishas man grama, and women are exempt from it. So too, av kol mitzvah seishas man grama noshim p'turos. So too, this is the binyanav to learn out that women are exempt in general from mitzvah seishas man grama, or be the mitzvah seishas man grama noshim p'turos miklal. We learn from that the mitzvah seishas lohas man grama noshim chayavos, and now we can learn out the opposite. If women, in fact, are not obligated in time-dependent mitzvahs, so the implication, that is, if it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, so the women would be obligated in it. Again, if you're telling me that women are exempt from a time-dependent mitzvah, so that implies that they are obligated in non-time-dependent mitzvahs. And that's Rava's drasha. Again, we have a problem with this. That goes well. Now we introduce a new idea. That goes well if you say that tefillin is an example of mitzvah shes man grama. It's a time-dependent mitzvah. You only wear it during the day. You don't wear it at night. Ella, what about the opinion that says l'man d'omar tefillin mitzvah shes lo as man grama, that you have to go wear tefillin at night as well? It's not a time-dependent mitzvah. So what do you do in that situation? Ma'ik l'meimar. So the Gemara says, no. Who holds man shamislei d'omar tefillin mitzvah shes man grama? Who is the opinion that states that tefillin is not time-dependent? In other words, that you have to go wear tefillin even at night and even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Man Shabbos lady on tefillin is to say shalos man grama. Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. And we know that Rav Meir is of the opinion of the Savalei, shteiks umam ki echad, ein milamdin. We know for a fact that is his opinion. That is Rav Meir's opinion. So therefore, we don't have a problem saying, oh, Hanichel Man D'Yomer, that holds like that. Well, the only one that says, in mitzvahs I say, of tefillin, is not time-dependent is Rav Meir. And he holds, so therefore, we don't have to be concerned with the opinion that says, Shlosh Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot Eim Lamdim. Ready, we did so much. Let's go down already to the two dots and finish off for today's shiur. Well, Rav Yehuda, the Yomer, Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot Eim Lamdim, according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that says, you can learn out Shnei Ksuvim, they can learn out. He's the opinion that says, Shlosh Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot Eim Lamdim, but Rav Yehuda sold Shnei Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot Eim Lamdim. So, Utfilin, Mitzvah Sasei, Shlosh Man Groma, and he also holds that Tfilin is a Mitzvah Sasei that's not time dependent. So what is his source for learning out the women are exempt from Mitzvah Sasei, Shlosh Man Groma? Can't be Tfilin, because he has, that's not his Man Groma. So Gemara says, Mishum Davi Matzah, Simcha, Vahakel. We have actually three mitzvahs over here. Shlosh Ksuma Boim Ki'echot. And even though he holds that Shnei mitzvahs, Shnei Ksuma Boim Ki'echot, you can learn out Melamdin. Even Rav Yehuda holds, Shlosh Ksuma Boim Ki'echot, Ein Melamdin. He holds that you can't learn it out from these three. So you have Matzah, which women are obligated in on the night of Pesach, even though it's time dependent. Simcha, which is on the three regalim, that they're obligated in. Hakel, which is at a specific time. The first year after the Shemitah cycle, so on Sukkot, everybody gets together. So these three are time-dependent mitzvahs, and there are three of them, Shlosh Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot. And since there are three mitzvahs like that, and even according to Rav Yehuda, when you have three mitzvahs, Shlosh Ksuvim Boim Ki'echot, you can't learn it out, Ein Melamdim. So therefore, those three are the exceptions to the rule, and you can't have that as a binyanav, that women should be obligated in time-dependent mitzvahs. In fact, the opposite. This is how Rav Yehuda will learn out that women are exempt from all time-dependent mitzvahs, because you have three ksuvim to tell them on these three, and only these three are they obligated, and therefore in all the other mitzvahs, Aseh Shazman Grama, women are not obligated. This is a great break point. We'll stop the shiur today over here. Mitzvah Shem, this will really help us also for the first days of Sukkot that will now be ahead another day, at least a half of a daf, and we'll catch up Mitzvah Shem maybe tomorrow to do another daf and a half. Thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a wonderful day.